Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wall.
And I'm CG Wool.
And we have John Koffel.
Hey, hey.
Here with us in person.
In person, baby.
How exciting.
In the flesh.
So last weekend, boys, the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Birds.
That's right.
I was too busy puking and pooping from the flu to get to watch the game, but I still feel like my energy helped lift
so
them
it was like
up.
Positive pooping energy, like exuberant shitting.
Yeah, I still felt like I was supporting them, even though I wasn't able to watch the game.
Mm.
Siege is disgusted. Yeah. You're not my wife, so I'm like, good for you getting that good shit out. And he's like, thanks for talking about shitting in front of everybody.
I don't think you care, do you?
No, your shits don't even smell, so it doesn't bother me too much.
Aw. Well, sure. Koffel seems...
Like, not compared to a man. Not compared to, like, a man. Like, if a man shits, like, your house is fucked up for a minute. Like, at least the, like, basement where the, you know, at least, like, the area where the shit took place. Like, that whole floor is fucked up.
Well, I didn't want to make this a topic, but now it's going to have to be. Cool or not cool, taking an emergency poop at someone's house. Koffel, you can explain more if you
would
like.
Wait. Or is the cool or not cool letting someone take an emergency shit at your house? Which cool or not cool are we going with?
If you need to take an emergency poop, that's obviously not cool. Like, nobody's ever looked cool waddling around, clenching their butt cheeks, being like, I'm in a bad spot. I got about 30 seconds. Like, that's obviously the least cool.
About 30
seconds.
No,
she means, is it cool to ask your friend if you can take an emergency shit at their house, if you're in their neighborhood?
No. It's not cool, but that's when you have to, like, drop any modesty because you're in a spot. So the question is it cool to let somebody take that emergency shit? Hell yeah. Dude, all you need to do is sacrifice your bathroom for like 5 minutes of hell and you just save somebody like the worst moment of their life. Shitting
oh, no,
themselves.
It's a very good friend move.
Yeah.
It's also good to know that you have friends, like that you can do that. Because if you allow someone to do that, that's one house on the map that you can do that at now. If you're in a bar. You know what I'm saying?
So I literally keep a map, an emergency shit map. If somebody makes plans in like Horsham or something, I'm like, that's an emergency shit desert. I got another. What are we doing? You want to go to Northeast Philly? I'm like at least 10 miles from an emergency shit. What are we doing?
Like, I can't go through there. Wait, that's off my fucking map.
We're going to have Mexican first. So, yeah, I have people have reached out to me for emergency shits before, and I always say, yeah. So, we have a mutual friend who hit me up once when I was living in Roxborough. And he's a big man. He's all business about everything.
He's my height and he's heavier.
Yeah.
He's a very big man.
He's a gigantic man and he doesn't do small talk, you know, especially when he really needs to shit. So he calls me, he's like, Koffel, I got a shit. Can I stop by? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, I'm not home. I'll give Megan a call. And he was like, not doing that, click. And I was... Which is interesting, because it's like, if it's that much of an emergency, you know, you take it. You take the toilet that you can get. But
I mean, I get it, though. Like, he knew he was about to blow your shit away. And, like, your sweet little wife is going to be in the house.
Yeah.
Letting
like
him in for just that reason.
Literally running into the house, like a little run waddle into the house, and then just destroying. And it'll probably be noisy. Oh, my gosh. So
he hung up. He was in that much of a rush. He was like, nope, other plans. Like, he had to get something decided quick.
I don't recall whether he made it to where he had to go. I'm sure he's sorted something out. Now, the other one that comes to mind involves our host,
oh my
Kate.
God.
Dude, one time we were together and we were coming from, I think we were seeing Siege.
At least you were together and she didn't call you like because she was in your neighborhood. Okay, that makes it a little bit better.
And she was about to get on her way, and she's like, I got to use your bathroom before I go. And I heard it in her voice. She kept her composure. She wasn't trembling, but I was like, oh, okay. You, do you want to maybe use the upstairs bathroom? And she said, yeah, I think that would be best. And she used the upstairs bathroom. A few minutes later, after she got down, I had to go up for something. Kate, you did your thing, dude.
Yeah. Thank you for letting me, and thank you for bringing it back up on the podcast. It's really sweet.
You know what? I think there's a statute of limitations because you were like, you're not going to talk about this, are you? And I was like, of course not for a little while. Like, I gave a good 5 years or maybe three.
I appreciate that
you had an agreement?
Like no.
Like a confidentiality agreement?
Look, I'm a human. I shit as well. And
as well as anybody I've ever met.
Thank you. I guess that one was wolf time because my poops don't normally smell that bad. According to him,
they don't smell.
But maybe I'm in a healthier place. Maybe back then the foods I was eating weren't as good.
Let's face it. If you and I were hanging out, we were probably eating some. You were like, you know, living my lifestyle.
That might have been one of the same times where Koppel and I, we already said this on the podcast, so we'll make it short. I bought this like big eclair thing at a place.
Pie and plate, yeah.
Yeah, and we were driving back and like literally 1 minute from your place, and I was like opening it up, and he was like, really? You can't wait like 1 minute to eat it? And
I was like, hungry.
And I was like, no, I need to eat it right now, and it literally like fell.
Yeah, it felt just an explosion of powder and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? We're literally like three blocks from my house. Why did you do this?
She's like a fucking 4-year-old with food. Like she opens shit when we're at the supermarket. Like she'll open a juice box and drink the juice box on the way up to the fucking register, dude. It's like a child.
I'm a feral creature at times. But yeah, I apologize. I helped
dude,
clean it up.
Dude, you're an alpha is what you are. You're like, I got this eclair. I'm going to eat it. I got to take a dump. Like, let's go. You're a boss.
The thing about emergency shits that's like a problem is like that's the only time you're going to ask your friend to use their bathroom. But it's also like the time where your shit is going to be stank.
Yeah.
Like it is going to be the worst shit you've ever taken. If it can't wait and you have to like hurry it up and you need like assistance from a friend, that is also the worst time to do it. So it's like, I don't know if it's cool or not cool, man. I don't know if somebody called someone? Me to let
letting
someone.
Letting someone is cool. But I mean,
I think you have
no, it's
almost
cool
too
of
cool.
You. It's cool of you to let someone.
You have to let someone. Otherwise, that's evil. But like you have to bust their chops about it just to let them know. Like, it's, you know, you don't bring it up and
I'm cool
in front
it.
Of a podcast and in front of the whole world. That would be fucked up. But,
well, thankfully,
know.
The whole world isn't listening.
Bro, this is all right. Bad things can happen. This is what happened at FedEx at the station. Okay, the one time the CSA, you know, there was a guy, there was an old man who was like, please, please, can I use the bathroom? Our bathrooms are not for public use. Okay, but he like it was an old man and he was like squirming. And so he let him back there. And this old man sprayed shit on the walls. Like there, I don't know how this dude got shit on the walls of the stall. Like in like 360 degrees. Shit. So like, you know,
that's amazing.
Everybody coming back off the road, you know, Finnish is coming in here and like all the doors are open to the bathroom. So everybody's smelling it as they go in. So like he never heard the end of it. Like he was just trying to be kind hearted. But, like, this old man fucking let loose, bro. Like, no control.
Oh, that's horrific.
Old man shit. That you're never recovering from that. That's tough.
So, like, and it was a nice move. I really like that guy. I think he's a very friendly guy. But he's been ridiculed ever since for that move.
For being a gentleman.
So, don't ever let
someone...
strangers do an emergency.
If someone knocks on your door. Like, I'm so sorry. This isn't my neighborhood. I'm in a bad spot. By the way, that would be a real thinker. What do you do if someone were to knock on your door and he was like a well-dressed, put-together, you know, friendly guy, and he owned how crazy this sounds. Like, I am so, I just need a bathroom. This is a rough situation.
I think you got to say like, no.
Dude, get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah, that's the
get
answer.
Get the fuck off my lawn, dog. Like, you look good and shit. Like, you look real classy. Get the fuck off my lawn.
Okay.
No, you know what? I'm the guy who would let him, actually. Like, I'm fucking around right now. I'm like the one guy out of a thousand that would let that guy.
I would not let that guy in my house. No, that's an easy one.
I mean, it depends how attractive. Like, he's highly attractive.
I mean, how much does that matter?
It matters a lot to me.
Really?
He's like a clean,
dude,
attractive
dude, okay,
individual.
Fine. He's John Hamm.
A new friend.
He's John Hamm.
I like having hot friends, too. So it's it's possibly to have a new smoking hot friend. It's awesome.
Yeah,
this makes you look cooler, you know?
But how attractive is someone when they, like, are in pain with how badly they need to shit? Because that's not, like, a good look.
You have to gauge that because that's, like, a screen. That's, like, a filter. You know, the shit filter. You got to be able to remove that in your head and gauge whether this is a good potential friend or not. You know, and you all have to do this really quick.
I think that you made a really good point about, like, the ones when it's an emergency, that's when it's going to be bad. Because I always think that with, like, passing gas. I always think that, like, ooh, if it hurts first and you let it go, I'm always like, yeah, because that came straight from hell. Like, that came from an evil place. So I knew it was going to be bad. And my kids are so over it being funny because I'm a gassy guy. I'm saying it. I'm a gassy dude, and like now, if I let it fly and it's bad, they're like, "Oh, dad." Well, and I'm like, "Yeah, I'm sorry." That was
growing
bad.
Up, you were the kid who like jump farted in somebody's face. If they were like sitting in a chair, you would jump up to get your butthole as close to their head as you could and fart in the air.
Thank you. I'm more athletic than I look.
That shit was funny as balls, but like, you know, it is. If you're high and then it smells, which we were a lot of the time. You know, it's kind of ungodly. Sometimes, like, that's not that cool. But the move is cool as fuck because you just fuck somebody up. If their, like, hair blows back a little bit, like, you got them that good.
You got them with that smoked ham.
It went poof. It just went poof into their hair.
Yeah.
That's a dope move.
But, I'm psyched about the Eagles. I would say, yeah. Yeah, it's okay. Good times.
We're going to switch to the next topic just for the listeners who don't want to talk about shitting and farts, unless you had something else you wanted to add.
We'll circle back to it.
Okay. I want to say that...
Wait, is it cool to call someone, though, when you're on the road and ask if you can take an emergency shit? Is that cool? That is my question.
It's not cool, but, like, sometimes you, when you're in a tough spot, you know?
I think this is documented. One of the best ways to make friends is to ask someone a favor. Like, if you're new at a company or if you're managing people, ask someone how to do something. And it's like, it's endearing. It humanizes you. So sometimes I'll just call someone and say, like, I really got to take a shit. Can I come by? And they're like, yeah, I got you. It's like, we're friends now.
I got you. This has never happened to me, by the
way.
I've never made the call and I've never received the call. And so it's just funny that it's happened to you several times that you've received the call.
I was already hanging out with him. I was about to go back to my place. We had like gone to visit you, whatever. Like, I had already been on the road. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't just like I was driving past Ambler. Although maybe I would have. I mean, Koppel's a friendly person, so maybe I would. But I obviously would never try to have an emergency poop situation anywhere.
Like, what happened to McDonald's? What happened to, like, go to McDonald's?
I'm just going
man?
To, yeah.
You're supposed to buy thing. Something first.
Where the fuck are you going to McDonald's? Where they, like, got a lock on the bathroom?
A lot of those bathrooms are probably not the one you want to use. You don't know what has been happening in there before you got there. Listen, if people
you
think
hover,
me,
dog. Like
if people think of me as a great person to call for an emergency shit, that's where I want to be in life.
Yeah,
I want to be accessible in that way, but then also have the esteem amongst my friends. Like it's probably his bathroom's not going to be in disarray. I can sit down, be comfortable. He might have, you know, Like, nobody's going to judge too harshly. It'll just be, at worst, a funny story later. Mm. Yeah, I want to be that friend.
Good for you.
I'm a delivery driver, and so I know where there's a bathroom everywhere that's accessible. I have a map in my head.
But you
what's your favorite place to...
Lansdale Hospital.
All right, you heard it here.
There's one on each level. No one's ever in it. There's three stories. There's one in the other building. They're immaculate.
Can we get Lansdale Hospital as a sponsor?
I hope so at this point.
All right.
That Siege has been dropping mad deuces there.
I basically work there. I deliver them all their like necessary like COVID vaccines and shit like that. Like I basically work there.
I think you have a right to use the bathroom there.
Mm-hmm.
You're eradicating disease there, and you're bringing the funk.
All right, guys. Great. Next topic. So, Trump.
And I bring wet wipes in with me.
Okay.
Sorry.
Trump is talking about owning Gaza, which I don't think we've had a president in a long time that was trying to really own more land. CG and I were talking about this. Like, I feel like... Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like every president we've had kind of like respected the different borders and countries for the most part lately.
Probably since the beginning of the 20th century, I would say. We haven't been all that imperialistic. I think,
yeah.
What, Hawaii and Alaska were the two last ones, and that was in the 30s, 40s?
I'm going to go with you because you're obviously 30s? The smartest on this podcast with that stuff.
Damn, dude. Whatever.
But I do think it's interesting because I was talking to CG. I was like, yeah, we weren't really in a place of trying to acquire all more land. And now it's like he wants Gaza to be either his or the U.S.'s. I'm not sure if he wants it to be his or the U.S.'s. And then he's talking about Greenland. He's talking about Canada. He's really trying to, seems like, own everything.
I think it's the strategy of throw a bunch of shit against the wall and just flood the zone. That's the phrase that you hear a lot, and I think that's what it is. I'm not, of everything that kind of flusters me and freaks me out about what's going on, that's not in my top 10, no. 15. No. I think there's a lot to be concerned about, and then he's always saying wild shit, and then people are caught up on that and like, okay, well, it's all so bad that, like, you know, defunding USAID and USAID and FAA and the Department of Education and letting go of all these federal workers and all basically oversight of every department that was tied to Elon Musk, which is like 30 different ones, and also him having his own meme coin, which basically it has no like utilitarian kind of worth. It's just a way to filter money to him. So I'm like, dude, is Musk just paying him to run shit through these weird channels, and that's why he's allowed to do everything? I don't know. It's crazy. I'm like trying to not read too much because
you don't want to get too swept up in it and not be able to live your life because you're too worried.
I wouldn't. I mean, I'm not a bitch. But you can.
He's not going to be like disabled.
Yeah, who would want that today? Like, because you're not going to get any help.
I can't do shit. I can't leave my bedroom. I'm fucked up. It's not.
Well, yeah. Look, I mean, we also have Kanye West selling like swastika like t-shirts. There's some crazy stuff going on. I feel like with the Kanye Nazi stuff, and I don't think I'm wrong here, Nazis hated the Jews and hated anyone who wasn't white.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure why Kanye loves Nazis, because the Nazis would not have loved him. And I don't think he got that memo. But here it is.
You should.
I think so. I hope he's listening. They let people like join their side, like familiars. You think they might? Like if there's a black dude and he's like, listen, man, I fucks with you guys heavy. And he's allowed to join the team. But as
they'll let Kanye join the team for sure.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I was thinking like it could, just like, you know, in Planet of the Apes, the new ones, where they have those apes that like decided to be like the human slaves and they're on their side now. I think of it like kind of that. Like you can pledge your allegiance to the Nazis and they might fuck with you.
Huh. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, probably something like that. I don't know. He's mentally ill.
Yeah,
I mean, he's obviously a pretty sick person. It is weird that, like, in certain ways, I've got a lot of Jewish people in my life. They're like, there should be more of an uproar about this. And then I kind of say, like, I think it's cool that people aren't that upset. Because it's like, all right, because the bigger the backlash, the more... Then you're raising the stakes on the other side. And if everyone's like, ah, fucking Kanye, whatever... Then it just goes away. Like just make him irrelevant, and it's fine. I don't know.
That's a good lesson to teach your kids too with bullies.
Yeah.
Like if you give them too much attention, unless the bully's like punching you in the face, then you got to do something. But if you're able to ignore someone acting up, it is the best way.
By the way, my older daughter, she's turned 13 in a couple weeks. She's in seventh grade. Girls in seventh grade are evil. Holy shit. I didn't know. I thought you were an asshole.
I know. Tell me about it.
Dude, girls are bad. Because I'm sure I only hear like a fraction of it. I'm like, God damn, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, rough. What are they saying?
Oh, they just come out. I can't repeat anything, but it's
got
bad.
Got you.
Yeah, yeah. I shouldn't. If I couldn't get specific, I shouldn't even brought it up. But yeah, it's twisted.
That's the worst grade for me to sub when I'm a substitute teacher right now, and I try to avoid the middle school. But that's the grade that I find to be the most hyper and like not a fun way. And yeah, the bullying that can happen with girls and the mean things that they can say, it's disheartening, and I feel like it's coming from their homes, I would think. Like, they must be hearing some ratchet shit the way parents are talking. Because, you know, adults our age can be really mean and gossipy, and then I think the kids hear it. And that's, you know, maybe it's not a home problem, but I feel like some of it has to be coming from a bad home life. Bad role models.
Yeah. Get your shit together at home, everybody.
Yeah. Don't fuck with good kids.
Now, what is it? When we were in seventh grade, we were hooking up, right? And like, maybe you touched some boobs, like on a great day. So like, is that...
Just trying to get me upset.
Yeah, what? Where are we going, Siege?
I'm just saying, is it the same now? Or is it like... Because nobody was fucking back then.
Jesus, Siege. Is this something you want to like ask my kids about?
Yeah, no. What? Where is this?
You hook it up?
No. I was just wondering, maybe, you know, the scale of when these things happened, is the scale the same? Or were we pussies? Were we pussies?
No.
Or should have been doing better?
I was. You were getting some. I don't know.
I don't think our grade was pussies.
No. You were fucking before me, Koppel. You started fucking because you got right into the mix. You got jacked, got right in the mix. You started fucking like you blew past everybody. You just sprinted past everybody who's been in the game, you know, for a while.
Yeah.
And then so, yeah, you were making us look like bitches by, you know, 9th or 10th.
Yeah. Damn right. Was that a question?
I mean, he
I
was,
don't know. Where you're...
It's a statement.
OK, yeah. So I'm going to bring up the next topic, which is CG and I both got invitations over Facebook to be in the Illuminati.
Fuck
and
yes.
We had very different responses to it. I unfriended the woman and did not respond. CG, however, had a man reach out, and I think they still might be engaging in conversation, negotiating.
I love fucking talking to the people. I love it, dude. It's the most fun thing. And then you let other people read the text thread. Because he asked me, you know, like, have you ever applied to be in the Illuminati before? And I said, you know, yeah, like 6 years ago, but they wouldn't let me in because of my chronic masturbation. And then he said, well, we can get past that or something like that was next. Like it is so fun. It's so fun.
And if CG makes it, he said, you're going to get $700,000 directly deposited into your bank account. They're just going to need all the numbers.
That's an easy yes for me. 700 grand?
Well, he was talking about, you know, new members get, you know, they have access to great benefits. And I was like, you know, like vision and dental. And he said, no, like you'll get
$700,000.
He said, no, you get $700,000 into your
jerk off to that.
He said, and I said, so no vision or dental? And then he said, you can buy that from your physician. And I said, my physician doesn't sell vision or dental.
That's more of an insurance company proposition.
It's just so fun because they don't let go. They don't like give up either. Because like they have you on the line and no one probably responds to them. So like they keep it going, dude.
It's interesting that it's that explicit. Because I would think of it almost like the mafia. They wouldn't be like, hey, would you want to be in the mafia? like me and my group, it seems like you ask questions. We also like to ask questions. And then you find out you're in the Illuminati. Not like, hey, this is the Illuminati Club.
He said something. No, exactly. Right? Like, it's hard. It's a hidden club.
Right.
You know, I mean, they don't reach out for members, like, or, you know, make themselves.
Yeah. It's like the Jews. We're not recruiting. We're just like, you get a lot of money when you become one of us.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Now, he said something like, you know, you can, don't worry, you can trust me. And I said, you know, it's hard for me to put a lot of trust in a person whose profile picture is two hands. Because it was his two hands, like, doing Illuminati shit, I guess. Like, with, like, beakers and fucking mortars and pestles and shit like that. It's just two hands. That's his Facebook profile pic. His name's Samil. Shout out, Samil.
What up, Samil?
Me and Samil have been fucking chilling for, like, two straight days now, like, back and forth.
How many messages will you exchange whenever a day?
No, I mean, this is the longest one because this dude doesn't give up. So he's been pretty cool. He said, you know, are you interested in becoming like a purveyor of the light? And I said, fuck to the Yizzah. And then like he keeps going back with shit.
It's a purveyor of the light.
That's beautiful. And you respond to fuck to the Yizzah. Yeah, I got away with words too. And it's fuck to the Yizzah.
And he keeps coming back and talking to me. It's fucking fantastic. I've been having so much fun with it. I want to make like some sort of where we just do this for a living. We just fuck with the scammer people and go back and forth with them and just print it up or post it or something. I think it would be fucking amazing.
Yeah, we need to go undercover.
Oh, God. Yeah. So fun.
I'm excited for you.
Because I figure, like, Kate thinks it's a bad idea, but I figure I'm doing a good thing by wasting his, like, identity theft time. You know what I mean? Because if I wasn't using this time, he'd be stealing identities. And so, like, I'm using up more of that time, so he can't do it as much.
Yeah. No, you're doing a public service for sure. I wonder if he enjoyed your interaction.
Dude, I can't tell if it's, like, a robot or, like, it can't be discouraged, you know what I mean? Mm. And keeps coming back with some AI shit. Or if it's, like, there's a real person on the other end.
That's a really good point. Were you we did together. We used to make prank calls together.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Yeah. Yeah,
I used to. And what was the name of the thing that they served? QVC. I would call QVC. Oh my God! When I discovered like how much fun it was to call QVC every sleepover, seventh, eighth grade, I was always calling QVC. I'm like, guys, let's see what they're selling today. And I get on. I'm like, that's an interesting contraption. I think the wife could use one of those. What's that work on? There's a flywheel. Flywheel? Well, what the fuck is a flywheel? Yeah, I would get these people going. And then if you stayed on too long, they'd be like, so let me get this straight. And they'd say your address. And I'd be like, oh, shit, bye.
Dude, that voice you just did reminded me of a time when we were sitting in the back of your mom's car outside of Blockbuster Video, and your mom went inside, I guess, and just left us at the curb. And this guy walked past and you said, "Fat man, fat man." And dude turned, he turned and like looked at us and we were like, "Oh shit." And he like kicked, he was fat as fuck. And he did this high kick like he was going to kick the window in. And we were like, "Holy shit." We were like, "Coppa, what the fuck?" But he heard you. It was me, you, and Joey. And it was either Joey saying fat man or it was you saying fat man. I don't fucking
know. It sounds more like Joey.
The story?
I do.
You do. Yeah, that motherfucker.
Somehow you, I didn't remember till you said the kick. I'm like, oh, yeah, he did kick. Yeah, it came right near the window. Kicked. Yeah, he was like a martial artist. Yeah, extraordinary.
We were some little shits, man.
Yeah,
call a motherfucker fat man. Bastards. Like 13 years old. In
that's
back,
not right.
Backseat of your mom's car. Oh my god, that was good times, man.
Yeah, so I think you should join. I like
it. Totally, honestly, he makes it sound really dope. He sent me the online Illuminati membership form.
Ooh,
it didn't look that official. It just said like online Illuminati membership form. Asked my full name, birth date. You know, it didn't ask social.
Just, how do you fill this out? Because we're gonna, the FBI is gonna need to hold on to it.
And the guy's name was Samil, and one of my jokes was that, you know, as a white American, you know, because he asked me my full name, and I said, it's Sturgis P. Longbottom. And I said, I like to mask my real name for in case of identity theft and stuff like that. I told him maybe he should do the same because he sounds more like...
Oh, no. I know.
Oh, Jesus.
Never mind. I'm done. Samil's my fucking boy, though.
Yeah.
What up, Samil? I got love for him, even though he's stealing motherfuckers' identities.
Dude, he's making money the old-fashioned way, bro. Yeah.
Koppel, have you heard about the anglerfish and how many people are touched by its journey to the surface?
Oh, man.
You have heard?
No.
You haven't?
No.
So
touched,
you know,
by its journey?
Yes.
Is it a purveyor of light?
Yes. So right. I guess, because you know what an anglerfish is? It's like those crazy looking fish with the antennas. They're like at the very deepest bottom of the oceans and the only light's coming off their little antenna, and they got all those crazy teeth. It's like the shark teeth almost.
Mm.
And there's one that like did the journey of like swimming for about, I guess, 4 days. It swam up to the light and died. And people are just talking about the beautiful metaphorical part of that, of like it wanted to leave the depths to have the light shine on it for a little bit. Or there's like a crazy sea monster at the bottom and it was like, I got to get out of here.
No, one or the
other. So it's either a really beautiful story or like a Transformers coming to life at the bottom of the sea.
What I asked is like, are they sure that it didn't just die and float up to the top?
No, like they caught it like swimming for a bit and then it like died. And it's like, aw. People made like little animations about it, like almost like a Nemo kind of story.
Mm.
So you haven't heard of it and you don't find it touching.
I find it interesting.
Okay.
I do find it interesting. I don't think there was anything... I would struggle to find anything spiritual about it. I don't think that that's how it works. I think it's just... You know, a very special fish.
Aww.
I mean, especially because they're like horrific creatures.
You know, anything like, from like teeth? That dude. Level of depth. And when you hear
the eyeballs don't even work.
I think it's like 80% of sea life we haven't even seen yet.
Right.
Like we haven't explored the depths of the ocean. So I guess this is one of the things that we did know about. Or did we just learn about it?
No, we've known about
that one.
It's that
has the light bulb thing that hangs off in front of its head.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a botanist. I don't know. Is that the right thing?
A botanist studies plants.
Yeah, that either.
A marine biologist.
Marine biologist. Would be, yeah. Listen, I know what I know.
We got it.
I don't know what I don't.
We got
it. Yeah. But no, that's sick.
Okay. Well, let's get to the next topic. Movies in 2025. Because you just went to see Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, becoming Led Zeppelin. But I just thought, I don't go to the movies ever anymore. And then I go, and it's hard because they'll play 10 trailers before the movie, and it's harder to sit still than it used to. Like, I'm in my dad zone where it's like, you put me down for 3 hours, it's so hard to stay awake. And it's a long time, and people are not quiet during the movies at all.
my buddy yesterday, he got us two tickets. Aww. He was like, want to go see Becoming Led Zeppelin? And I'm like, oh, hell yeah. Because I like to rock. And we went in and he said, I fucked up and I got a regular seat and a handicap seat. I was like, okay, great. I was like, and meanwhile, I want to see Becoming Led Zeppelin. So like the average age of a person going to see this movie is probably going to be 75. So I'm like, oh shit. All right. I go in and I sit in the handicap seat and he's like, I snuck some beers in. I'm like, hell yeah. And, and I'm like, this is going to be the greatest. And then somebody walks in holding the elbow, kind of guiding a blind guy. And he walks past us and is guided up the stairs while I'm sitting in the handicap seat. Like, oh, damn it.
What the fuck was a blind guy doing at the movies anyway?
That's what Vince said. He was like, what's he doing here? I was like, this is mostly auditory experience. This is Becoming Led Zeppelin.
I guess so.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Was it comfy as shit, though?
It was great.
You had, like, so much
room. I recommend handicap seats.
I always use the handicap stall in the bathrooms anywhere I go. Because it's so spacious. I feel like being this big is a handicap. And therefore, yeah. I should be allowed to do that. You know
for
what
sure.
I mean?
You have to take baths instead of showers, you were telling me.
Yeah, our shower is too small, so I take a bath every morning. And our bath is not very big either.
I walk with a cane, so I have a disability.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and I'm taking y'all's seats. You took my seat. The movie theater. You know what was great about seeing that movie? It was fun if you like Led Zeppelin, whatever, but it was loud as hell. So cracking beers, you don't need to feel like you just wait till John Bonham start wailing on the drums. And you don't need to.
You had a blast.
How many beers did he bring?
How did he drink? You know, we had a few beers, probably three apiece or so, something like that. So between like drinking IPAs and sitting in like the dark room, there were a few times I was fading. But it was a good time.
Because I always drink too fast if I bring liquor to the movies. Like I'll kill a fifth in the first hour. Just because it's
you're bringing too much liquor. By the end of the movie, I'm like my third bottle.
We left Avatar 2 before the
it's a long
last
movie.
Hour. Yeah, we were 2 hours in. Oof. And I had killed my fifth. And like, so now I'd have to do the last hour of Avatar 2 sober. Well,
unable to drink
more.
Becoming
more sober.
Yeah.
And it already was not delivering that movie. So yeah, we had to leave.
I find the movies to be so loud. I also have sensitivity to noise, but like they turn up the volume when you're at the movies. Like it's too much. I get the big experience, big screen. You want to feel it. But like these days, I just feel like I'm at a fucking rave.
And people just talk. They will just talk to the person next. I mean, this is when you're seeing a movie with like a bunch of 70-year-olds. They're just like, ow, Doris, I remember this. What the hell?
Shut the fuck up, man.
I don't know. Like, I want to keep movies alive. I want to do my part. But like, watching at home is just too good.
It is loud as fuck. It's definitely loud as fuck. I don't like it as much as I used to because now I'm older and kind of fucks my head up a little bit. Oh, is it a thing, like, if you're old, can loud noise make you piss yourself? Like if there's a really loud, I feel like that's a thing. Like
you've been pissing yourself in the movies.
No, just like as you get old, like certain stimuli is now like too much for you. You know what I'm saying? So
definitely.
I feel like when something's too much for you, you might lose your bladder control. Or that's what I
definitely.
Picture.
We all have our shit because like I haven't pissed myself yet. I'm sure it's coming, but like. My younger daughter, she'll do something where she's like spinning around. I'm like, stop it. I'm going to throw up. Just stop doing that. Like, I can't handle.
Is this hungover or just regular?
This is just regular.
Gotcha.
She's just, you know, she's a very high energy girl. And sometimes she'll just like keep moving. I'm like, I can't deal with that. Stop it. So, yeah, it's not pissing yourself, but that's how I've aged.
No, I mean, it turns into pissing yourself. It's going to turn into, you know, 15 years down the line, she's running around. You're just like, fuck, like I'm soaking wet now. Fucking piss my pants. You're moving too quick like a fucking cyclone. Like this is what happens when you age. But at least now they have the sexy fit. Depends.
Sexy fit diapers.
Yeah, that's
they can't good. See it underneath your jeans. Like you can still wear your tight jeans.
And all I can think during those commercials and any guy is like, would I? Because, like, some of those, like, older ladies wearing those Depends of those commercials, some good-looking broads. And I'm like...
Oh, no, no. They're totally fuckable. They they only pick ones that are fuckable.
Yeah.
Because if they pick a non-fuckable one, then people are like, I really don't want to be wearing a diaper like that lady.
That's another thing about going to the movies in 2025. You still have Nicole Kidman during the opening. I'm like, what is she, late 50s now? She can get it. Yeah. Sorry.
I'm going to move on to the next topic.
I actually took a few pictures of the of Depends when I was in Walgreens. I snapped a few shots because they have like hot, like muscular, like like college football player looking men in the diapers now. They have just like straight up fine ass swimsuit model dime pieces in the diapers.
So, but these models probably aren't wearing Depends. You know, they are for the picture, but...
For the picture.
Right. Not in real life, I doubt.
That's not who's really squeezing into diapers.
Like, we have to get someone who really wears these. Like, they're not... I don't think
I feel like I'm close. I feel like... Because when I was puking a lot with the flu, there was some moments where some pee came out. And I was like, oh, no. Like, I'm not... You know, when I was puking, so I couldn't, like, really get all the control I needed. But it wasn't like a full peeing of myself, but I was like, oh man, I'm getting closer to that. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
We're really sharing a lot about me on this podcast. That makes me feel very unattractive.
We're sharing a lot.
The same friend who asked you if he could take an emergency
just
say
his name.
Your house.
Don't.
He just had an experience. No, never mind.
Don't share that.
I can't do that. Yeah. It's a good story, though. It's a good story.
I'm sure. I know.
Oh, you know the story. Never mind. Yeah. You know the story.
Yeah, look, when you're sick and everything is just, you know, you can't judge a person when they're at their sickest.
If
at
you're puking, worst. Like, you're flexing every muscle inside. Like,
it's exhausting.
Your uterus,
yeah.
You know, if you're a woman... Everything inside you, and so like,
oh, my uterus is exhausted.
For stuff to come out other places, it's like not that. To me, it's not that bad. If you're puking, that to me, that doesn't mean you're soon going to
so
lose control
bad.
Of all
there
your
were so many days where I was just like puking and pooping, and I was like losing it. Like he was really good because he had to calm me down. Because I don't want to go to the emergency room, and I heard that they're surging with influenza A patients, like it's really going around. So I try to avoid at all costs going there. So he was really keeping me sane because I probably should have gone at some point, but luckily I didn't.
Hospital's a good place to get sick.
She couldn't eat, and so she was like, we don't order out a lot because we like to save money, okay? We're good at that. So she said, you know, she had been puking for like 2 days straight. She was like, I can't eat anything in this house. Like, I have to get something. And she ordered Sinsin. You know Sinsin.
Sure.
It's like really good fancy Chinese food. But like, I get home, and it's already puked up. And she's like, I shouldn't have ordered this shrimp. Like, she got a shrimp dish.
Yeah,
she's been puking for two, 4 days.
That's not something you order when you're... vomiting. I don't know why.
I'm not gonna judge you because when I'm sick, I have no survival instincts. I'm like, it's just been a really rough. I should probably just have some beef tacos and just see what happens.
Yeah, I just for some reason ordered shrimp that was puked up very shortly after I ate it, but it's okay. You learn. Next topic, dogs in public.
Yeah, so all right. This morning, I decide to run some errands with my daughter, and this is, I love my kids so much. So I had to like get my oil changed. I take it to the dealership, which is all far away because I thought it was free, and I found out like, yeah, it's not free. Just the first one was free. Like, I'm glad I drove my ass all the way out here. But I took my kid, and then we went to a coffee shop, and I'm sitting with her, drinking my delicious coffee. We're both having some croissants, and I told her, by the way, if I had boys, they'd be such bitches. Because sometimes I'll be hanging with my kids and I'll just be like, you know, I love you so much, right?
Aww.
You know, like, this is just the best. To me, this is the best. It's quiet. We get some delicious drinks, get some good food. And then the next thing, an old lady walks in with a dog. And just, it's just on. And this, like, this lady is reasoning with her dog. You know, like people pretend that their dog doesn't have an IQ of like 25. They're like,
you know not to behave like that. Right? You know we're around people right now.
Just stop. I will get you water. I am sorry. Just stop. It's like, dude, lady, we're not annoyed with the dog. It's you, you crazy bitch. And then the dog, she gets her dog some water, makes a mess, of course. And then she goes and says to the people at the desk at the front counter, and it's like, I'm sorry. He made a mess. I cleaned it up as best I could, but it's like a mess. So I'm sorry. I'm like, why are you pointing the finger at the dog?
You ain't supposed to bring that motherfucker in here. That's your mess, bitch. Better clean it up.
So, yeah. And then back at the dealership, the lady had the dog. She went there, too. I mean, it's just like a block away. Yeah. And of course, my kid's like, yo, it's a crazy dog lady. Like, right next to her. Like, you're right. It is a crazy bitch with a dog.
People with their pets, there's one dog in our neighborhood. You don't really hear it as much, but there's one dog every night around like 2 a.m. just barks for like an hour. And every night I want to like open up my window and be like, shut your dog the fuck up. Like, I'm not gonna, because I don't want to be that neighbor like yelling like a maniac, but I wish someone else would, because it's so rude. It's like, how are you letting your dog for an hour straight just like interrupt everyone's peace? Like, isn't there something someone can do? Like, do you have a blow dart or something you can shoot at your dog's neck? Like, I don't know. We don't own a pet. But, like, it shouldn't be able to wake up the whole neighborhood. It's quite rude.
People are assholes with their dogs.
Yeah.
It's out of control. We've got an asshole dog next door.
And has that gotten any better?
It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. That's a crazy situation. I don't even want to go there. But, yeah. Yeah. They're wild. And you just think if they, when they were hanging out, if I just sent one of my kids out there to just put her face up to the fence, and the whole time they're hanging out, be like, hey, 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 hey. Like, that's basically what your dogs do. Like, I can't chill outside without your dog fucking with me.
It's like the whole time?
Well, you know, some they will half-heartedly be like, Fitzgerald. I'm like, oh, that doesn't seem to be working. What else you got? But then they'll bring the dog inside. But sometimes they're just not in the mood, and they'll just let the dog go, have at it, and bark.
The town I deliver in, the people, it's like common in this town. It happens kind of all the time. I'll ring the doorbell. You know, I need a signature. I'll ring the doorbell. The dog will be barking his ass off at me. The people come to the door, and they're like, shut the fuck up. And then they're like, I'm so sorry about him. And I'm like, damn, you threw your dog under the bus. Like, he's a family member, and you threw him under the fucking bus for the delivery guy. Like, you know, but it's like common. Like, that's their courtesy there. You know, they're being courteous.
That's their way of saying like, I care.
I don't like this piece of shit bothering you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I will tell him not to. And it's just, I find it funny because it's just this little local behavior you don't see everywhere, you know, just in that little town.
I think that there's not enough consideration of other people. Right when I was literally driving over here, one of my buddies sent me a video from the airport of his little kid. They're just coming back from vacation, and they're at the airport, and some woman has her feet up like in his face, basically, where he's sitting, but she decided to put the feet like up in between the chairs. Her shoes are off, just socks, and she's flexing her toes, you can tell. And the kid's right next to these disgusting feet. And it's like, when did people decide this is okay? I feel like it's gotten too hard to call people out. Unless you're like a white woman with a mom haircut, then you're a Karen.
Or if you're the friend we were talking about who wanted to use your bathroom that one day. Because we were at a gym and there was like a section for eating, like the cafe.
He was like, you see this fucking guy over here? Well,
and there's like the normal waiting area where you're not really supposed to eat. And someone had brought out hard-boiled eggs.
Just like a whole bowl full. Oh. Just chowing down, shelling them, chowing down there. I ignore shit like that. I don't really care. But he's like, you see this fucking guy over here? And we're pretty close to him where the guy probably can hear. He's like, dude, I'm saying something. Like, we're about to go in and work out and be nowhere near this dude. But he has to make sure this dude knows that he should never do this again.
And I did agree, actually, that I was happy he said something. Because it's like, some people have taken
He said, hey, buddy, you enjoying those eggs? That's how he initiated it, dude. How are those eggs tasting? Or something like that.
And then he said, you know, there's a whole eating area right there, and pointed. And he was right. Like, that was, I wouldn't have said anything, but
it was boss to adhere to the social contract. I love it.
Yeah, because that dude was fucking up the whole lobby.
Yeah.
That's great. And like if feet are out and like they're being rubbed on, like some people are just taking it too far. Like, I don't know what's going on, but people's crazy seems to be hanging out and about these days pretty happily.
My wife a few years ago at the airport, she pointed someone to where the recycling bin was because they threw recyclables into the trash. And I was like, yo, you can't do that. It's like they threw like a plastic bottle. She's like, excuse me, just so you know, recycling bins over there.
That's a boss move. That's
awesome. I was like, you're going to get my ass kicked.
That's a bad bitch
telling
right
people
there.
That's dope.
All right. Potentially the last topic, supporting small business businesses. This is something you had brought up. Obviously,
this is just a good morning thing because my wife got the email that Sweet Annie's in Ambler is closing. And it pissed me off because I get sentimental about all of our kick-ass businesses. I get all of like Valentine's birthday stuff there. And it's cool to have spots like that. And it's just like, I feel like people kind of, they don't think about it and they're not. You got to support the places in your neighborhood. If there's a spot that you think is cool, like that it even exists, go in and like, you know, get to know what they got. And I don't know, spend a little bit of money there. It's hard.
That's a sweet message.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not that constructive, I guess.
Yeah, because everything's become so convenient with like Amazon and Walmart and Target. And we definitely utilize them. I'm not going to be a hypocrite and pretend that we don't, or a liar or whatever. But I think it is best if you can support a small business to go in that direction, because it's sad when they close. We don't want this world to just be like all big businesses, all machines.
The convenience is a real thing. I personally, if I can help it, I'm not using, you know, the Walmarts and the Targets just because like I genuinely don't like them as much. And that probably sounds super entitled of me that like, oh, spend some more money and go to these cool spots. But it's like, they are cooler. They are better. I don't know. It's kind of like, also, it's like if you live in the Northeast part of the country and you're getting sandwiches from Subway instead of getting a good sandwich, like spend an extra dollar. We're in like the sandwich capital of the world. Get good shit. Like, you know, we're not living in Oklahoma or wherever. Like, get real pizza. Don't order from the... All right.
No, totally. I always think it's weird that we have fucking Subways or that we have fucking Domino's like around here, because there's so much good shit. There's like there's Italian spot on every corner with like good ass food. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, my kid asked me the other day, like, is Domino's good? And I was like, damn, you're spoiled. Like, when I was your age, that's all I had. Like, Domino's and Pizza Hut. Like, we don't fucks with that.
I mean, we used to order to your crib. We used to order the stuffed crust.
Anytime they
had a gimmick, anytime they had, like, extra cheese stuffed into it or, like, three layers or some shit, we'd always get the gimmick pizza.
Somebody knocked on my door. You guys have no solicitor's sign on your door.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I do not like them.
You see, you might want to reconsider that.
Oh.
Because one time when I was probably like 16 or something, somebody knocked on my door, and this is very confusing. I'm going to butcher the story. But he was selling, it was like, I guess Papa John's was on the newer side then, or they were really trying to break out. And he was sold like a sheet of Papa John's coupons for $20. And I was like, these are legit. And the coupons were insane.
it was like a $5 pizzas were a bunch of them, and some were like buy one get one. For the next like 3 years, it was Papa John's.
Yo, like, that's why we fuck with Papa John's so heavy back then.
I forgot about
the coupon book, man.
Saved like hundreds of dollars from that coupon sheet.
That's
Papa
John's. Dude, you're the only person who bought that shit too, like from a door to door salesman in Dublin Hunt, and he was like, "It's $20 for some coupons," and you were like, "Fuck yeah!" But you're smart. You're a smart guy. You're very successful.
I keep winning. I keep winning. Yeah.
Yo,
it's really good to be me.
Speaking of winning, me and Kate woke up this morning and we were like, dude, let's go for a swim, you know, go for a swim together, get our shit on, you know, just have a good, healthy day before we podcast with Koppel. And we get to the gym and we go in and I'm like, shit, I forgot my towel. I still get naked into my bathing suit. I'm like, all right, I'll just use Kate's. Like, she can use it first and I'll use it after. I go out. The pool's full of people. She's sitting there. She's like, dude, there's so many fucking people here. We're sitting there. And and I'm like, where's your towel? And she's like, oh, fuck, I forgot my towel. Like, so we just two towel-less motherfuckers. There ain't no space. Like, did something just happen with the mic?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay, so yeah, we're just two towel-less motherfuckers, and the pool's full, and we just put our clothes back on and left. Damn. And it was just like such
the worst President's Day ever.
It was such a hard loss, like everything possible.
Yeah, because we had like our bathing suits on.
Anyone in that pool?
Is it because I know that you Monday's part of your weekend typically? Do you not like a long weekend in which the Monday's off? Because like, damn, now everybody's taking my time.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
So because I was talking to my kids earlier and my wife, like, all right, what's your favorite long weekend? I was like, because obviously this is not a particularly good one. Any long weekend is good, but this isn't one of the better ones. I think I go with Memorial Day weekend or Thanksgiving, because unless you work for an asshole, you're gonna get Thursday and Friday off. You know what I mean? Unless like your employer's a real piece of shit.
I'm about to change jobs, and I do get Thursday and Friday off now.
Oh, hell yeah!
So that will probably be your favorite long weekend.
Yeah, I think that's a definite. I think
because you don't really get much now. Yeah, and mine's different because now that I'm a substitute teacher. And I've been so sick, I can't sub many days. I get a lot more time. Do you know what I mean? But most of it's like sad time. Oh, I don't want to end this on.
By the way, you can't just like have days off. You're like, and then it gets sad.
Well, it's like a day Eagles off.
Won the Super Bowl and I was sick.
It was horrible. It's like so many, like, okay, I do love resting, but when you're like bedridden, it's not fun anymore. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm sorry for making this sad. I guess that's my MO. But I'll just go with Thanksgiving weekend's my favorite long weekend.
I also love Thanksgiving weekend because it's Black Friday. And when you're poor, you know, if you need a new bed and it's January, I still wait for Black Friday to go get a bed. Because that's what you should
like
do when you're poor.
50% off.
So I do love, some Black Friday off.
Me too.
I think President's Day is a big shopping day, right?
Probably.
Mattresses and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Good
they have
call.
A lot of sales.
Good call.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, just because you said it, I think that jarred something loose.
Yeah, like if I need a refrigerator, you know, things like that. Like we'll go without for a long time until Black Friday comes around.
Yeah.
But we're trying to get our life together so we can shop on days that aren't big holidays.
Totally.
I think it sounds like things are going really well.
Yeah, we're. I may have puked and pooped through the Super Bowl, but Eagles won. So
they did.
I wonder if I had the bird flu because I was sick for the birds.
Humans get that?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Humans can get the bird flu?
I feel like I can get everything, every illness. I can totally. If you have a weakened immune system,
no, you can definitely get the bird flu. I mean, I think there's going to be a lot less.
Because the birds are so sick.
Oh!
Go Eagles.
That was tight.
Did you guys watch the parade and all that?
I didn't watch the full parade, but I did see the clip you sent where Howie Roseman.
Howie Roseman.
He's one of the owners of the Eagles.
He's a general manager.
General manager. Thank you.
Yeah.
a fan went to throw him a beer and it got him in the forehead.
Well, he didn't know that the beer was coming and he
just got
a beer can straight to the head.
That's violence.
So then it's got all of his celebratory pictures. He's got like a circle on his head.
Because when the picture popped up of him celebrating with a cigar, I thought it was you at first.
He looks just like Koppel.
In that picture.
Yeah.
Like a winner.
Yeah.
Like a fucking winner.
Like a fucking winner. Exactly.
Yeah, damn right. Howie Roseman, best GM in the NFL.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So, he got a beer can straight to the head. And it was fun to see all, like, the speeches. The mayor got up and started speaking. And everyone, the whole city started chanting, wrap it up. Wrap it up. I felt so bad.
That's fucking amazing.
Did you see the Philly fan with the voodoo doll of Mahomes during the game, like, poking at the doll over and over? And he did seem out of it at the game. So voodoo may have affected him.
He seemed all fucked up, man.
He did seem all fucked up.
Travis Kelce seems so sad after. He was in his sparkly, like, brownish orange suit. He definitely wore his victory suit to that.
Yeah, he looked like a douchebag after the game.
He looked real.
I have no
like
hate
a sad
for
disco.
Travis Kelce. I think he's pretty cool, but he did not look cool after the game.
Yeah, he looked so sad. And I was like, go Eagles. Even though I was puking at that point, I saw it the next day, the clip of him. So I was in a sadder position than he was at that moment.
The fan that was puking at the parade, and he was like puking over the turnstile, and people are doing the E-A-G-L, and he's like doing this while he's down, just heaving puke. There was a lot of good video of just Philly people being animals.
He was puking while he raised his hand to the chant?
Yeah.
That's fucking great.
Philly fans... And we're Philly fans, but we're not the crazy type of Philly fans. There are some who take it, like the one that was calling the woman the C word who got like fired from his job.
I think he was an HR or something like that, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was like a human resource guy. He was like, you cunt.
Yeah, like,
you dumb bitch.
Yeah, I'm not that kind of Philly fan where I start shit, but.
Oh, it's horrible. I don't think that we're worse than other fans. I think we're fine.
Well, that's because we are Philly fans. I think most other people think Philly fans are pretty terrible.
I don't like to be associated with Philly fans, even though I'm technically like the Eagles. But I don't want people from like other states thinking that I'm
a typical fan that would get in your face and like start a fight. But I mean, Philly fans, we have a lot of energy. You know, when they ask Saquon about it, he's so positive. He's like, they give so much. And they do. Like, Philly fans care.
No, you have to say that when you work for the team and all your money comes from the Philadelphia people.
That's true.
You fucking say that.
By the way, I fall for it every time. I have no cynicism. When there's an athlete who says the right things and seems to like his teammates, I'm like, no. Saquon Barkley's actually a saint. Straight from
heaven.
He's
a good dude.
I love Saquon.
He's a good dude.
Because you hear his voicemail of his daughter wishing him luck.
Yes. I love his whole family. I love
his
whole vibes.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Jalen Hurts is a hero. Like,
yeah.
Love the Eagles.
I think he legitimately gives props to his teammates because he was on a team where his teammates weren't helping him out much. He didn't have a line. And now suddenly he's destroying and he's like, he is giving props. He's like, dude, it's all of us.
Brotherly love.
And I think that's dope.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're going
to
wrap.
But you have to say you love the fans if you're on a sports
team.
That's
true. You don't want to exercise.
Our fans here are fucking dickheads. You know, like you can't
The facilities are okay. It's just like the people that fill the stadium.
Like
ugh.
The people who live around here.
Ugh.
You know, like you can't do you're immediately transferred.
Who was the dude on the Phillies who like when the Phillies were getting booed and he said, oh, I fucking hate it here. And it got picked up on the mic.
I don't remember.
Oh, I forget. And meanwhile, I was like, I love that guy. I was like, that's so because that's exactly what I would say. I'd be like, I fucking
you're like,
hate it here,
fuck man. These people.
All right, guys, we're wrapping it up. John, where can people find you on social media?
You can't find me.
That's not true. Instagram peaks_podcast.
There we go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you still got a lot of episodes out if they want to listen. And you put out a lot of good ones.
Yeah, fucking A. Thanks. You're the best, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were on some. It was fun.
Damn right.
Siege, you know your Instagram handle? CG.wolf.
CG.wolf, son. check me out.
And you can follow me at the Kate Wolf. If you would like a healing, you can reach out kwolf27@gmail.com. And thank you so much, everyone, for listening.
Kate takes care of my Instagram handles.
Okay.
Go Birds.
Kate worries about the social media. Thank you, baby.
Bye.
Bye.